Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
I was waiting to talk to someone in the fraud department.
Alrighty. I am the fraud supervisor you requested. How may I assist you?
Okay. I had a order that came off my debit card that I did not order. I've already talked to my bank and closed the account, and they froze my debit card or cut it off or whatever. But anyway, I was requesting my $67 or whatever back, and the lady I talked to before said she had already canceled the order for the toolbox or whatever it was that someone had ordered.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy to look into it. One moment. Okay, let's see. One moment. Still here, one moment. Alrighty, that first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Jason Smith, 1160 Presley Ridge Road, Sardis, Tennessee, 38371. Pipes. Call Logan. Swing by here. Because he had never answered my text.
Alrighty. So, reviewing the account, it just shows that, well, it's loading.
Do what?
Everything's just loading. So, yes, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a tactical bag that was purchased for the shipping and handling charge of $5. And not tactical bag. That was the toolbox. But there was no, that was right. That was a tactical bag that was purchased for the shipping and handling charge of $5.74. We also do have the federal tracking number showing that the tactical bag was delivered to the address as well. Do you not recall of ordering that tactical bag?
I have not ordered the tactical bag nor received any tactical bag.
Okay. It was expressing that you had wanted and all you had to do was pay that shipping of $5.74. Does that not recall or anything?
No.
Okay. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Could someone in your household possibly won the tactical bag and forgot to cancel?
No one has access. That address is actually my parents' address. I have called them and asked them. They said that there's been no packages delivered there. There's been nothing there. I'm the only one in possession of my debit card. It's in my wallet. My fiance is the only other person in the house with me. She's not going to order a tactical bag. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's I've got no use for one. You know, I'm work in a industrial setting as a contractor. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. So, yes, sir. Okay. So, yes, sir, we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecute it. If it would take, if these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, they could result into a fraudulent fine, but it would take 3 to 5 business days for the funding to fall back into your account or however long it does take your bank to release the funding. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I've already got it. She gave it to me. It was C26253232. Is
That
that
is
right?
correct.
All right. The bank, I'd close my account and the debit card. Because I've had two or three instances, like somebody tried to use it in Texas one time, and I was in Nashville, Tennessee, working at the time. I don't know, what's going on. Anyway, this is like the third card that they call it hot carding it or whatever, where they turn it off. So I told them just go ahead and cancel that account. If and when the fraudulent, comes back, can you guys just mail me a check or whatever for the amount that was taken out? Because
sure.
I don't have a checking account.
Sure, I can have them to send you out a
okay.
check. Give me one brief moment. Let me put in that request.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right.
One moment. And let's
see. Did you call? What did he say? Where's he at? Okay. No, man, it's fine. But I was just curious. Yeah.
Okay. All righty, so I did put in that check refund request, and they will get that situated for you.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. I do appreciate you for
right.
giving customer service a call.
Uh-huh. You are.
Bye-bye. And you can disconnect whenever you get ready.